When Army Specialist Joshua Jones of Pomeroy, Ohio, went to Iraq, many people were looking forward to his return, including a wife who was expecting their second child. He was killed last month while on patrol in Baghdad, and Fred Kite of member station WOUB in Athens, Ohio, has this remembrance.
When he joined the Army, Joshua Jones left a big, loving family and a small-town, close-knit church congregation. He loved to sing and was a standout voice in the church choir. After attending Sunday services, Gary Jones, Joshua's father, said he was comforted by the sermon.
We know where my son is. You know, he is in heaven. There's no doubt in my mind because I remember when he got saved.
The parking lot at the Hillside Baptist Church near Pomeroy is nearly empty. It's been cool and rainy here in the closing days of summer, although today the sun is shining brightly. Gary and Cindy Jones are standing in the parking lot saying goodbye to Reverend James Acree, who delivered the sermon and talked about Joshua Jones.
I preached out of 2 Timothy, and it talks about being a good soldier and enduring hardness and being trained and to be able to stand for something.
The congregation had passed around a picture of Jones in his military gear, looking very serious. It was just 1 week earlier that Jones was killed by a sniper while on patrol. Gary Jones is deeply saddened by the loss, but says he's not bitter.
He was going so his brothers and sisters would never have to. He looked upon that as he was protecting them. I truly believe he was going to do whatever it took to make sure that the family over here, friends, family, and everybody would be protected. That was his goal.
Jones went to Iraq in December and was assigned the task of operating a tank. But after his tank was destroyed, he was reassigned to the infantry, going door to door on patrol. Gary Jones knew that was more dangerous, and so was his son's last job, manning a 50-caliber machine gun mounted on a Humvee. Gary Jones says the last time he saw his son, he was a changed man.
When he come back on leave in the first part of June, we had a big outing at our house. And his brothers and sisters and everybody was there. And cookout, we rode four-wheelers and everything. And he didn't talk too much about it. You could see a change in him. He growed up a lot.
Besides his father, stepmother, 5 brothers and sisters, and 2 stepsisters, Joshua Jones leaves behind his wife, 21-year-old Tiffany, and 2-year-old daughter, Cammy. Tiffany Jones, who's expecting another child, says her husband would have wanted her to stay strong, and that's what she's trying to do.
He loved his family. He loved Cammy, and he loved me. And as his friends will tell you, when you seen Joshua out, you don't see Joshua without me and Cammy. Joshua was the most wonderful man I've ever met in my life. He could always make you laugh. He had the most beautiful smile I've ever seen in my life, and the most beautiful blue eyes.
Joshua and Tiffany Jones' baby is due in March. For NPR News, I'm Fred Kite in Athens, Ohio.